Technology for tracking electric use could mean more personal tracking as well. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Smart electric grids are being promoted by the government and environmental groups because they help consumers and power companies closely track energy use. In homes, smart meters keep a close watch on power consumption and report that information back to utilities so consumers can conserve. Now some privacy groups, including the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the Center for Democracy and Technology, are warning that the smart grid could be invasive. The groups outlined their concerns in a filing with the California Public Utilities Commission last week. That filing was prepared by the Samuelson Law, Technology, and Public Policy Group at the University of California, Berkeley, where Jennifer Urban is co-director.
Smart meters draw information about energy usage within a home thousands of times a month, as opposed to one time when the meter reader would come around and read the meter, and then the electric company would estimate from that how much to charge you. The smart meters will read up to less than every 10 minutes. Most of them right now read every 15 minutes, which is about 3,000 data points a month.
So why is that a problem? What can you know from collecting that kind of data?
If you have that kind of level of detail about energy usage data, you can get a really accurate picture of intimate life within the home. You can tell when people get up. You can tell when they go to bed. You can tell when they're cooking. You can tell when they're using certain medical devices. You can tell when they're home or when they're away, which is, of course, important for security. And if you add in information from smart devices, which are coming online, then you can tell not just generally what people are doing, but exactly which devices they're using at certain times of the day.
And how could all of this data sort of come back to haunt people?
When you have this kind of detailed picture of what goes on in a house, you can imagine that there are a lot of different kinds of organizations and people who might be interested in that information. For example, marketers and advertisers would be very interested in understanding more about people's living profiles so that they can market things to them. Insurance companies might be interested in people's living profiles so that they have a sense of risk, which may or may not be accurate. The government agencies and law enforcement are very interested in this information for investigatory purposes and other purposes. And then at the sort of the far end, the sort of most dangerous end, you have criminals who are going to be very interested in when you're home, when you're away, when, you know, how they might be able to use this information to execute an identity theft attack or something like that. So the risk is really in how the information might be used and how we might lose control of it. Which means that we need to think about what should be the rules for access, what should be the rules for informing consumers about where the data is going to go and how is it going to be treated, and are we going to put any limitations on using that data for various purposes.
Jennifer Urban with the University of California, Berkeley. She's recommending that utilities adopt a set of principles for fair use of data collected by smart meters. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.